WIRX.
Well, good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you. Happy Monday. It's 8:35. Getting through it all right. I miss my buddy. Hunter's off today. We're nursing that hangover from his birthday, but we're getting through it all right. We'll get through Monday. Back at a full swing tomorrow for you, so make sure you stick around for that. Right now, though, folks, it is time for our Karen of the Day. I wish I had a theme song. It's Karen, Karen, Karen of the Day. Yeah. All right, that's my Karen theme song. So, of course, for everyone out there, what is a Karen? Well, a Karen is just someone, a social justice warrior, if you will, that likes to make scenes in public, usually doesn't like rules for some reason. They think they're above the law. They think they can do what they want because not enough people in their life have told them no. And that carries over into everyday life, which is not a good thing. And again, I always like to point out a Karen isn't necessarily a middle-aged a white woman with a short haircut in the back type deal. Okay, no. A Karen can be anybody. It doesn't matter your age, your race, your sex, your religion, anybody can be a Karen if they go out in the public and they act like a damn fool. And today, we actually have a male Karen. We haven't had a male Karen yet, but one finally reared his ugly Karen face in Canada. Here's audio, and I'll kind of explain what happened with this Karen after you listen to this cuckoo banana stuff.
I scrape in the morning, I scrape in the evening, all over this land. I scrape for justice, I scrape for freedom.
Karen, call extension 240. Karen, extension 240.
Hey! Are you going to respond to clapping this?
Hey! Are you not responding? I'm calling you. Get out of my store now!
Just call the police!
I'm sorry.
I will comply with the police. Not you or you.
Please leave the store.
Are you with them? You can say please, but they're not saying please to us from the World Health Organization.
The guy with the weapon.
They're not saying please if they rewrite our society. We need some pushback now, or there'll be pushback never. So we're not playing around anymore. We're screaming for truth. We're screaming for freedom.
Everybody, go to the store and shut the doors. Yeah, you're so brave. Why are you leaving?
Shh.
Don't you beat me up. Wait, what is it right here?
So we're not playing around anymore. We're screaming for truth. We're screaming for truth.
We're scraping for truth. So here's what happened. This Karen, this douchey Karen, was in Canada, and he was so upset about these social distancing stickers on the floor that he started scraping them off while singing his stupid little scraping song and getting mad at people, getting mad at the store owner for telling him to leave. Sticker, you're a grown-ass man. The guy has a beard, and stickers on a floor are making him upset. So much, though, that he has to throw a tantrum. Here's the best part. This guy probably thought that there was going to be people, you do it. You scrape those stickers off the floor. You know what? I'm so happy. No, people are filming you. People are judging you because you're acting like a Karen douche.
We're scraping for truth.
We're scraping for truth? That's not a thing, man. Say this. You're not scraping for anything. You apparently didn't get your binky and your warm bottle of milk this morning, and now you're cranky. I think baby needs a nap. There you go. That's your Karen of the day.
We're screaming for truth.